This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The big jobs report covering May is on the way this morning. Unemployment is officially low, and many companies are finding it tough to find workers. Economists predict that should drive up wages and salaries. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on what this means at the entry level.
As we speak, the job market is being flooded by the class of 2018, both college and high school graduates like Leticia Aguilar. She's graduating from Franklin High in Portland, Oregon.
I will be working in the summer, and then I'll be attending PCC.
That's Portland Community College, where she wants to prepare for a degree in social work. Aguilar is 17 and supports herself financially.
I've been working in retail since I was like 16, 30 plus hours a week.
Once she's in college, she hopes to find a better paying job to make ends meet, and she might just be in luck. Entry-level wages are rising fast. Payroll processor ADP reports that 16 to 24-year-olds just entering the workforce are earning on average about 5% more than last year. Wages for workers overall are only up about half as much. One reason, a lot of young people work low-wage jobs when they start out, and a host of cities and states have raised their minimum wages recently, says economist Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute.
You know, in a lot of cases, firms raise workers who aren't earning the minimum wage, but are earning close to the minimum wage. And so there's kind of a ripple effect.
Plus, some jobs that young people go for are in high demand, says Andrew Chamberlain at job site Glassdoor.
We see pretty fast wage growth for low-skilled roles like retail cashiers, security officers, and baristas. Workers hardly ever move between cities for those roles. That means it's easy for there to be labor shortages in one particular area.
The wage story is different for college graduates. Their average starting salary this year is about the same as it was in 2009 after adjusting for inflation. Just over $50,000, says Maryam Morse at HR firm Korn Ferry.
There's still a lot of people graduating from college, so still fierce competition to land a job. Organizations have their pick of who they want to hire.
Even so, young workers with a college degree typically earn a lot more than those with only a high school diploma. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.